Hello and welcome to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into programming fundamentals for EdExcel GCSE Computer Science, specifically Topic 2.2. If you're preparing for Paper 2, the on-screen programming exam, this episode is absolutely essential. We'll cover variables, data types, and control structures, the building blocks of every Python program you'll write in your exam. By the end of this 10-minute episode, you'll understand exactly what examiners are looking for and how to avoid the most common mistakes that cost candidates marks. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First, let's talk about variables and data types. In Python, a variable is simply a named container that stores data. But here's the crucial point that trips up many candidates. Python has dynamic typing, which means you don't declare types explicitly, but the type still matters enormously. EdExcel examiners award marks for correct data type handling, especially when processing user input. There are four fundamental data types you must know. Integers, floats, strings, and booleans. An integer is a whole number like 16 or minus 3. A float is a decimal number like 3.14 or 9.99. A string is text enclosed in quotes like hello or Alex, and a boolean is either true or false. Note the capital T and capital F in Python. Now, here's where candidates lose marks. The input function. When you use input in Python, it always returns a string. Always. Even if the user types the number 5, Python treats it as the string 5. This means if you want to do arithmetic, you must cast that input to an integer or float. The syntax is age equals int, open parenthesis, input, open parenthesis, close parenthesis, close parenthesis. That's int wrapping around input. If you forget this casting and try to add input directly to a number, you'll either get a type error or string concatenation instead of addition. This is one of the top 3 mistakes on paper 2. Next, let's discuss control structures. There are 3 fundamental control structures in programming: sequence, selection, and iteration. Sequence is the simplest. It's just instructions executed line by line, top to bottom. Selection means making decisions using if, elif, and else statements. Iteration means repeating actions using for loops and while loops. For selection, the syntax is critical. Every if, elif, and else statement must end with a colon. That colon is not optional. Omitting it is a fatal syntax error. After the colon, you must indent the code block that belongs to that condition. Python uses indentation to define scope, unlike languages that use curly braces. EdExcel mark schemes explicitly award marks for correct indentation. The standard is 4 spaces per indentation level. Another critical point, use 2 equal signs for comparison, not 1. If x equals equals 5, checks whether x is 5. If x equals 5, assigns the value 5 to x, which is not what you want in a condition. This mistake costs candidates marks every single exam session. For iteration, you have 2 loop types. A for loop is count controlled. You use it when you know how many times to repeat. The syntax is, for I in range, open parenthesis, 5, close parenthesis, colon. This loops 5 times with I taking values 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Notice that range is exclusive of the stop value. If you want to loop from 1 to 10 inclusive, you write range, open parenthesis, 1, 11, close parenthesis. A while loop is condition controlled. It repeats as long as a condition is true. The syntax is while condition, colon. The critical requirement here is that something inside the loop must change the condition, otherwise you create an infinite loop. For example, if you write while x less than 10, you must increment x inside the loop body or the loop will never terminate. Examiners test this explicitly. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk exam technique. Paper 2 is worth 50% of your GCSE, and it's entirely practical. You'll write, test, and debug Python code on screen. Functional correctness is the primary driver of marks, so always run your code with the test data provided in the question. Here are the top mistakes to avoid. Number 1, forgetting to cast input. Number 2, confusing assignment equals with comparison equals equals. Number 3, omitting the colon after if, elif, else, for, and while. Number 4, incorrect indentation. Remember, 4 spaces per level. Number 5, using range incorrectly. Remember, the stop value is exclusive. Examiners also reward meaningful variable names. Don't use single letters like X or Y unless it's a loop counter. Use descriptive names like student name or total score. This earns you marks for code readability and maintenance, which falls under AO3 design marks. One more tip. Use comments to outline your logic before writing code. Even if your syntax fails, clear comments showing your design can earn you AO3 marks. Write comments like, get user input and validate, or hashtag calculate total and display result. This demonstrates computational thinking, which is explicitly assessed. Quickfire, recall quiz, 1 minute. Right, let's test your recall with some quickfire questions. I'll ask the question, pause for 3 seconds, then give the answer. Question 1. What data type does the input function return? Answer, string. Always a string. Question 2. What's the correct operator to check if x equals 5? Answer, 2 equals signs. X equals equals sync. Question 3. What must every if statement end with? Answer, a colon. Question 4. How many times does range, open parenthesis, 5, close parenthesis loop? Answer, 5 times with values 0 to 4. Question 5. What's the standard indentation in Python? Answer, 4 spaces per level. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the essential programming fundamentals for edXcel GCSE Computer Science. Remember, always cast your input, use double equals for comparison, never forget the colon, indent with 4 spaces, and understand how range works. These 5 points alone will save you dozens of marks on paper 2. Programming fundamentals isn't just about memorizing syntax. It's about understanding how to solve computational problems systematically. Practice writing code, test it with different inputs, and learn to debug errors. The more you practice, the more automatic these patterns become. Thanks for listening to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. Keep practicing, stay confident, and you'll ace that exam. Good luck.